नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् सो श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 1 As related in this chapter, the Yamadutas approached Yamaraj, who very exhaustively explained Bhagavad Dharma, the religious principles of devotional service. Yamaraj thus satisfies the Yamadutas, who had been very disappointed. Yamaraj said, although Ajamil was calling for his sons, he chanted the holy name of the Lord Narayan, and simply by a glimpse of the chanting of the holy name, he immediately achieved the association of Lord Vishnu's orders carriers, who saved him from your attempt to arrest him. This is quite all right. It is a fact that even a chronically sinful person who chants the holy name of the Lord, although not completely without offenses, does not take another material birth. Wow. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, Ajamil had met four orders carriers of Lord Vishnu. They were very beautiful and quickly come to rescue him. Yamaraj now described them. The Vishnu Dutas are all pure devotees of the Lord, the Supreme Person in regard to the creation, maintenance and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation. Neither King Indra, Varuna, Shiva, Brahma, the seven rishis, nor I myself can understand the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord, who is self-sufficient and beyond the reach of the material senses. With material senses, no one can attain enlightenment about Him. The Lord, the master of the illusory energy, possesses transcendental qualities for the good fortune of everyone, and His devotees are also qualified in that way. The devotees concerned only with rescuing the fallen soul from this material world, apparently taking birth in different places in the material world just to save devotees of the Lord, protect him in many ways. Yamaraj continued, the essence of Sanatana Dharma or eternal religion is extremely confidential. No one but the Lord Himself can deliver that confidential religious system of the human society. It is by the mercy of the Lord that the transcendental system of religion can be understood by His pure devotees. And specifically by the 12 Mahajanas, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, the Kumaras, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Sukadeva Goswami and me. Other learned scholars, headed by Jaimini, are almost always covered by the illusory energy. And therefore, they are more or less attracted by the flowery language of the three Vedas, namely Rig, Yajur and Sama, which are called Trayi. Instead of becoming pure devotees, people captivated by the flowery words of these three Vedas are interested in the Vedic Rishulukya ceremonies. They cannot understand His glory to be chanting the holy name of the Lord. Intelligent persons, however, take to the devotional service of the Lord. When they chant the holy name of the Lord without offenses, they are no longer subject to my rulings. If by chance they commit some sinful acts, they are protected by the holy name of the Lord, because that is where their interest lies. The four weapons of the Lord, especially the club and the Sudarshan Chakra, always protect the devotees. One who chants, hears or remembers the holy name of the Lord without duplicity, or who prays or offers obeisances to the Lord, becomes perfect. Whereas even a learned person may be called to hell if he is bereft of devotional service. After Yamaraj thus described the glory of the Lord and His devotee, Sukadeva Goswami further explained the potency of the chanting of the holy name and the futility of performing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and pious activities for attainment. That was the introduction of this chapter. Text 1. Sri Raja Vacha Nishamya Devashwa Vato Bhatto Pavarnitam Nishamya Devashwa Vato Pavarnitam Pratyaha Kintanapi Dharmaraja Pratyaha Kintanapi Dharmaraja Evam Hatagya Bihatan Murare Evam Hatamo Bihatan Murare Naideshikaya Jasya Vase Janoyam Naideshikaya Jasya Vase Janoyam Sri Raja Uvacha Nishanya Deva Shavato Pavarnitam Pratyaha Kim Tanapi Dharma Raja Eva Matavat Eva Matagyo Bihatan Murare Nete Shikaya Jasya Vase Janoyam Sri Raja Uvacha. The king said, Nishamya, after hearing, Devaha, Lord Yamaraj, Shabhata of his own servants, Upavarnitam, the statements, Pratyaha replied, Kim, what, Tan, unto them, Api, also, Dharmaraja, Yamaraj, the superintendent of death and the judge of religious and religious activities. Evam, thus, Hatayagya, whose orders was foiled, Vihatan, who were defeated, Murare, Naideshikai, by the order carried of Murari Krishna. Jasya, of whom? Vashe, under the subjugation. Jana Ayam, all the people of the world. Translation and purport of Vaisvandresh Prabhupada Ki Jai. King Parikshit said, Oh my Lord, O Sukadeva Goswami, Yamaraj is the controller of all living entities in terms of their religious and irreligious activities. But his order had been foiled. When his servants, the Yamadutas, informed him of their defeat by the Vishnudutas, who had stopped them from arresting Ajamil, what did he reply? Purport, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that although the statements of the Yamadutas were fully upheld by the Vedic principle, the statements of the Vishnudutas were triumphant. This was confirmed by Yamaraj himself. As I read from the introduction of the of this chapter, Prabhupada nicely explained that the holy name, chanting the holy name, the potency of the holy name, Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Mantra that we all chant, this is the Yuga Dharma. What Prabhupada explains, the essence of the Sanatana Dharma or eternal religion, and it is extremely confidential. Even in India, Not everybody knows the Hare Krishna mantra is the highest chanting of the mantra. Like if you go to the south, they all know to an extent, but in Mayapur, West Bengal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the Hare Krishna mantra. So you all know, yeah, Hare Krishna. Sometimes in Gujarat they say, yeah, Jai Shri Krishna. They know that the holy name, chanting the holy name, is the essence of everything. It will protect us from death. Chanting Hare Krishna will protect us from suffering. Chanting Hare Krishna will protect us from every danger. At the time of death is the crucial time, is the most crucial time. That's the time of death we are going to be judged. Some people say, oh, I'm not afraid of death. But inside we are. Devotees are not the ones who are afraid of death. Because we know, Krishna says, I'm the death personified. I am the death. That I come as death, I take everything away from you. So when you chant Hare Krishna, we have to chant with full conviction. Because Krishna is there in the name and He'll protect us. Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar, Krishna is there in His name. We have to have that faith, full faith and conviction. In fact, the devotees, they're one of the quality of a devotee that he feels that conviction that Krishna is there. He is there to protect me. Like a child. The child, all these kids here, they have no fear because they have strong person like their parents. They go about. They know that their parents will protect them. Similarly, devotees, we know Krishna is there to protect us. Pitaha masa jagato mata dhata pitamaha. Krishna said, I am the father of the universe. I am the mother. I am the grandsire. And Krishna says, my devotees, they never perish. Do not be afraid. I promise you this. We know Krishna is there to protect us. We have no need to worry. No worry, right? They always say, no worries. They are full of worries. Behind doors, oh my God. We don't have worries because we know Krishna is there to protect us at every moment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hot oil becomes cold. I'm in the kitchen, hot oil falls on me, becomes cold. No blister. So I've been cooking here the last 5 years. I don't have one blister. Because I'm chanting of Mother Balam, I'm cooking for Mother Balam. Please protect me from all the danger, at any moment, slippery floor, some crazy person can drive into our kitchen, throw a rock through the window and hit me. This padam padam jati padam natesham, this is danger at every step in this material world. We have to always take shelter of Krishna. Hey Krishna, where are you? Are you under the Govardhan hill? Are you under this tree? Are you there in the bank of the Yamuna, the Goswamis were praying. Where are you? Constantly we have to pray to Krishna. We have to think of Krishna. We are living in a dangerous world, which material world. Abrama Abhavana Loka Apanara. This material world, from all the way from Brahmaloka, from the top planet of this universe, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, is full of misery. We have to always take shelter of Krishna. There's no safe place in this world. Oh, I'll go to Australia. I'll go to New Zealand. I'll go to Canada. Build a nice house. We still have to die. The death will find us wherever we go. Birth, death, old age, disease. This is the prominent problems of all of us. Wherever we go in the material world, we have to face these things. So holy name, the chanting of holy name is the only shelter. Only shelter, the real shelter. There's no other shelter. All the other shelter in this world, it's like playing a game. It doesn't work, those mantras. Only a Hare Krishna mantra. We got written down on the board here, you can see it. The holy name, Hare Krishna Mantra. This Hare Krishna Mantra, we should take it onto our tongue always, repeating this mantra, placed into our heart, holding, like holding your best friend who can protect you. Krishna is in your heart. Our heart has to be so pure and clean that the Lord will reside there. It's a resting place of the Lord. The holy name is what cleanses the heart. This material world is like blazing fire. Forest fire. In Australia they call it bush fire. Everything is burned down to pieces. Houses, bush, forest, animals. Flattened, all burned to ashes. Chatu become chai, ashes. So, Jeta Darpanam, we have, the heart has to cleanse with this fire. So material world, this material existence is like the blazing fire. And the rain comes. Cools everything down. Puts out the fire instantly. So the holy name is just like that. It cools us. It puts out the fire of material existence. We're all full of anxiety. Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means a place where there is no anxiety. Spiritual world. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, there's another world where there is no anxiety. Where there is sun or moon or electricity. Spiritual world. Let us go there. He's telling us how to go there. Whereas in the material world, it's the opposite. A place where there is full of anxiety. Full of suffering. Who can say, I am free man. Everyone is full of anxiety. This is material world. So therefore, Bhagavatam is telling us, Chan Narayana, Ante Narayana Smiti. At the time of death, we have been tested. Are we going to remember Krishna? Ante Narayana Smiti. Remember me. Just like sometimes Mataji, they say, don't forget me, they tell the husband. I'm here. You're there to protect me, work for me, bring money in. Right? It's the right thing to do because that's what they're meant to do, husband, protect the family and provide. So Krishna is the real provider. He always there to protect us. So Krishna himself said, remember me. Ma manusma yuddhacha. He's telling Arjuna, you work at the same time, remember me. It's not easy to remember Krishna. If there is a sudden accident or a danger situation comes, everybody says many things. Oh! But they don't say Krishna. They say, Hare Krishna! Nobody says. They say, ah, mama, papa, this and that, bad words. We are meant to chant Hare Krishna. So, Ante Narayana Smiti, at the time of death, is the most crucial time. And we're going to be bombarded with misery and full of suffering. We have voices choked up, we can't think. Souls living, body is full of pain. We have to remember, we stay calm. We go, kya hua, panic attack. Santi. The only way to do that is by taking shelter of the holy name, by chanting Hare Krishna. Holy name calms us down. It protects us, cleanses the heart. But we have to learn to engage ourselves in chanting the holy names. Tatatam kirtayanto man yatanta sadiravata. Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee. Kirtayanto sha, chant my names. Tatatam kirtayanto sha, yatanta sadiravata. My devotees, they chant with these names with great determination. Diravata. The Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, thinking. We're not paying attention. We have to chant Hare Krishna as an urgency, with full conviction, full faith. Oh Krishna, hey Krishna, where are you? Please protect me. Like Draupadi. She was, hey Krishna, hey Govinda. She was calling for Krishna to come to protect her. When we have everything going for us, we have a job, home, all going for you, I don't need God anymore. I am fine. When trouble comes, go to the church, run to the religious person, go to the temple. Even as devotees, we're not taking it seriously. When everything is going for us, then we go to Krishna whenever we like. Like I said, material world is a dangerous place always. You can have everything material, but you cannot stop the sufferings, birth, death, old age, disease. Even a man of everything, they may have material wealth, but still he's going to get sick and going to get old and die. But the soul doesn't die. Soul is pure and eternal. Cannot be cut, cannot be touched by water, cannot be hurt in any way. It's an eternal entity. So we have no worries. Only the body is changing. Only the body is decaying. Not the soul. Soul is eternal. So we don't have to worry. We simply have to serve Krishna. So that is Sanatana Dharma. Eternal religion. Sometime in India, the parents will name their son, their daughter, spiritual name. Like here, Ajamil was a Brahmana, a priestly person, very God conscious. But he fell to a woman, a prostitute, and gradually became very fallen and lowly. This is what happens. It happens to everyone. Even as devotees, it happens. We become attracted to material nature, to sense enjoyment. Oh, Hare Krishna, you're looking. Our mind is floating around. We're not paying attention. It's an Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We're thinking of something else. Looking at someone, thinking of something. This eye here, another eye somewhere. We're not completely focused. So devotees of Krishna means abhyasa jagajuktena. Mind is always dwelling in different objects. Here and there, like a wind. Arjuna said it's so difficult to control. Mind is like a wind. Try to control wind, impossible. Like the tsunami. Doesn't matter how place you're living, you have to take shelter under the tunnel, this bunker, and the big tsunami comes, and a storm, and a tornado, like you would have any tornadoes here. Anything that comes just squashes it. So the mind is like that. You don't know how to deal with it. Oh, get it out. I put a thing on it. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Sincerely calling on Krishna. Where are you, Krishna? Sincere. Tears in your eyes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needs to chant Hare Krishna. Tears used to flow from his eyes like torrents of rain. They had to collect it in a bucket. We get one drop of tears with the tissue. You can hardly see it. That's the extent of love that we have to have for Krishna. Oh Krishna, tears coming from your eyes, shooting out like torrents of rain. That's the urgency. We're not having that kind of emergency and urgency when we're chanting Hare Krishna. We're coming whenever we like, going whenever we like. We're checking when the prasadam is ready. We're checking who is cooking, is the prasadam going to be good or not. This guy is not good cook, he go home. All this, you're playing around with yourself. If we are sincerely chanting Hare Krishna, we don't care what. Our love for Krishna is what we are here for. Not for sense gratification. Not for my enjoyment. It's for the enjoyment of God. It's for the enjoyment of Krishna. You see Radharani, she's standing next to Krishna. She's the most beautiful consort of Krishna. Krishna, she's attracted to Krishna because she loves Krishna so much. It is said Radharani, when she cooks for Krishna, every time is a different preparation. Well, I have to make a menu, okay? So many things, and prepare for months, days. And she just, that's Radharani. Srila Prabhupada made this kachori, is this preparation, kachori. People make it here, I don't eat it. Only some person, because it's very not easy to make. You have to have really, you know how to, you have to really know how to make it. So, Prabhupada himself made this kachori. She said this is the recipe of Mother Yashoda, Krishna's mother. Prabhupada had the contacts, the spiritual personality. We don't. We have to look in the recipe book. And the person who wrote the book, he also learned. It's not, you know. So my point is, we have to always follow the acharyas. Chant the name. So I was saying, so sometimes they name their son, daughter, even Indian people, they're naming their son and daughter material name, Western name. They may have a daughter, Sally. Or their son, maybe Peter. Like this. We name our son and daughter Radharani, some name of gopis. What's your name? Chaitanya. Chaitanya, see? Spiritual name. So here, it was this Brahmana. He fell down, he had many sons, and he named his youngest son Narayan. So he was dying. At the time of death, it's very dangerous, very scary time. There's one guy I used to make life member in India a long time ago. You know, make people life member, ISKCON. So he said, oh, come back. So I would go back every day, he's making me come back. He was never allowing me to see him. One day I went, everybody was there was crying. They said he died. Passed away. If he saw me, I would have told him about Krishna, make him a Hare Krishna member. But he never had time for me. So they said he died in a very horrible way. It was like his bed, it was all, he passed out of fear. When someone dies, they're so scared. They pass you iron and stool and stuff. Means the Yamadutas will come. They take you. Going to hell. They look very ugly, very scary, like ghosts. So, at the time of death, this Brahmana became so fallen and he was dying, and the Yamadutas came. Luckily, he called his son, his youngest son, Narayan, come, can you bring me some water? Not even calling Lord Narayan, the original Narayan. He's called his son Narayan. And the Vishnudutas came. Stop! Where are you taking him? Where Vishnudutas? You can't take him away? Lord Vishnu sent us to protect Ajamil because he chanted Narayan. And so Vishnu, the Yamadutas were there like, oh, who are these guys? They never met. So they're perplexed, they're confused. Because they only knew their master, Yamaraj. They didn't know about this Vishnudutas suddenly came from somewhere. So they all went to Yamadutas and said, who is these guys? And he had to explain. So this is the story Bhagavatam is telling now. So sometimes, even in our situation, there's somebody and then he go to the authority, help me. So there's no confusion. So Krishna is always there to protect us. So name your son, your daughter after Krishna. So you chant your name Narayan, Can name of Krishna, what to speak chanting Hare Krishna every day? You're constantly chanting Hare Krishna. So Krishna is there to protect us. We don't have to worry. The time of death is not just the time, and it can happen any time. Some people say, oh, when I'm 50, I'll take the religious life. I'll chant Hare Krishna, I'll become a devotee. When I'm 50, after 50, now I'm young, strong, I want to enjoy. Nobody knows how long we have in this world. We could die anytime. You see this coronavirus, this virus, that virus, people are dying, not just the old people, young people too, even a child. That's why we have to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the awakening process, awakening process. We can awake our soul with the holy name. Not with a bucket of water. You can't, it only wakes the body, not the soul. Atmagyan, the knowledge of the soul. Bhagavatam is the knowledge of the soul. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, it is spiritual knowledge, the teachings of Krishna, teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, is awakening. The knowledge, Gyanadipane Bhashvata, is full of transcendental knowledge that enlightens the soul, enlightens the living entity. We have to study, we have to hear. Srimadam Sakadam Krishna, we have to hear this knowledge from a sadhu. Sadhu means one who is like a knife. Come, cut your throat. They cut out ignorant. Om Aganyati Vedandasya. Our heart is full of ignorant. Ignorant. We are sleeping. In the morning, it's so hard to chant japa. It's like so tough. The mind is going everywhere and falling asleep. You have to sprinkle yourself with water, go out in the park, some cool air. It's a struggle, chant Hare Krishna. Because the ignorance is so strong in the heart. Ignorance, thick. Like a buffalo. They lie in the middle of the road. No, no. The car is coming, beep, beep. They don't get out of the way, so they're very relaxed in the middle of the road. They have to get out with the stick. Get out of the road. Then, so similarly, our ignorance is thick like the buffalo. We have to hit it with the stick. Like the Mataji's, they tell the children, come on, let's go to the temple. No, mommy, I want to sleep in. I like it here. Like some of these kids here, these three kids here, they told me that they want to go to the temple so badly. Even the parents want to sleep in, they don't have a chance because they want to go to the temple. So they make you Krishna conscious. You want children like that to make you Krishna conscious. No, I want to play. Game, buy me this game. No, you can come, play in the temple. Chant Hare Krishna, dance. So we have to teach ourselves. We have to teach our children. We have to teach our family members. We have to teach the people. That's why one of the ghosts, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, was this song, he said, teach others about Krishna, make them sing about Krishna, that song. We have to teach others about Krishna. In a pleasant way. Say, I chant Hare Krishna. No, I don't need to chant Hare Krishna. Look at the way you tell me. You can, Nityananda Lord, Nityananda Ram, he used to go door to door, make people chant Hare Krishna. He said, go away, get a job. And he roll on the ground. Oh, chant Hare Krishna! He wouldn't go away till they chant Hare Krishna. So they just chant Hare Krishna just to get rid of him. So, okay, Hare Krishna. Ah, Hare Krishna, he chanted. See, Lord Nityananda is so merciful. People are so ignorant, they don't want to chant Hare Krishna. I remember we had one kid came to our restaurant.
The whole time cried. Didn't we had nice hot halva, donuts, spaghetti, goranga potato, all kinds of pushalo. No, mommy, I want to go to McDonald's. I don't want to eat this. So we all said, oh, what a demon. Child demon. We are making it so attractive, so pleasant, so beautiful. You see, look at this temple, so beautiful. You can lie on the floor, so cooling. It's so clean, you can eat off of the floor. And people don't appreciate it. Ah, because the mind and the ignorance is so thick. They appreciate Maya. Outside. What's McDonald's food? Junk food. They found, they have some place in America, I was reading, they found human meat in it. And the chips you eat, French fries, is not fresh potato. It's frozen. Everything is frozen. So there's no nutrition. And the people cleaning and cooking, they're very dirty people. Smoking, didn't wash their hand. Maybe now they have, after Corona, they have to wash their hand. Anyway, eating there. You see our temple? Pushalam, offered to Krishna. We're eating the remnants offered to God. How pure. Sanctified food. Not just a little bit, full plate of it. Mercy, Prabhu, mercy, Mahapushalam. So we need to fill our soul with the holy name, the spiritual foodstuff. Cleanse our heart and mind. Then there's no chance of Maya to get in. There's no scope. We have to pack ourselves with Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Kaya. All the scriptures said one have to associate sadhus. Why? Because sadhus can remind us of Krishna. Sometimes we are too good at it. We are very good at reminding others. Mostly we are reminding others. We are good at it. So let's remind each other about chanting Hare Krishna. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is that 1 minute of time of death is a preparation, life preparation, lifetime of preparation for that one moment when the soul passes away at the time of death. At the time of death, it's like a film, like a movie. All the things you did, it will just flash by your face. So that's why we have to perform devotional service. We have to perform Krishna conscious activities throughout our life. So at the time of death, this flash will be all about Krishna. Don't think, I do all nonsense, and at the time of death, boom, I'll chant Hare Krishna. It doesn't work like that. We have to practice to chant Hare Krishna. Practice to associate devotees. That's why Arjun said, the mind, it is so difficult. Like a wind blowing everywhere. That's why I was giving the example. The tsunami and the tornado. Pick up the car, houses, all crushed in it. So strong. So our own mind is strong like a tornado. There's no method, no modern technology to protect, to stop you from the wind. That's why we have to take shelter of the holy name. The holy name is so strong. Mantra, man. Man means mind. Tra means to protect the mind from all disturbances and suffering and anxieties. Mantra. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Man. Man is mind in our language, in Sanskrit. They used to have a drama which we put in a play in the early days in our temple. And they would go distribute books in the street. We're doing a drama in the temple. They distribute books and then people go by, no time, man. No time. And then we get one guy and he has big cigar. So we throw his cigar on the floor, crush it with your shoe. And then, no, I don't want to be Hare Krishna. So we have two devotees grab by the arm, chant in his ear. Hare Krishna. Ah! This is part of the drama. And then they gave the example of the a king. He had a he told his minister to go to the marketplace and buy a bottle, buy everything in the marketplace, everything, a little bit of everything, whatever they have. So that's what they did. And in one of the shops, they said, but this bottle, they sold this bottle. They said, don't open this bottle because it's very dangerous. You can buy everything except this bottle. If you buy it, tell the king not to open this bottle. So then he said, yeah, fine. So when they told the king that you have everything here, you ask her to buy, but this bottle here, they told us to tell you that don't open it because there's something in there that's gonna hurt you, very dangerous. So they put the bottle, yeah, no problem. He put the bottle away, and one day he said, he's getting impatient, he said, I want to see what's in the bottle. He's very curious. So he had his army, everyone near there. As he opened the bottle, and a huge demon came out, touching the sky, and it grabbed the king. Give me something to do. Go to the kitchen and clean all the pots. Like sometime our kitchen here, there's so many pots you can swim in it. Like up to a neck, it's like big piles of pot. And they have one boy here, one Gujarat boy here. They asked him to clean those pots. He came in there, oh my God. He has to look up the sky, look at the spot. All pots, there's so many. He was cleaning one time. So he said, go to the kitchen, clean out the pot. Before he knew it, he was back. He said, give me something to do. He was so quick, cleaned all the pot and came back. And he had him in the neck. Hey, give me some money. I already cleaned the pot. Something else. So they didn't know what to do with him. He was like so quick to do everything. He was in danger. The king was really in danger because he's doing everything so fast. And he's coming back and grabbing his neck. And so he had to quickly consult. So he called the Hare Krishna devotee, so for advice. We have advice from the Bhagavatam. So we said, make him sit there. Give him the mala, the beat. We gave him a beat, 16 rounds, done. Okay, chant 1 lakh, 100,000, and then continue. So we gave him these beats, he can chant all life. So this example is our mind like that genie in the bottle, a demon. We can engage the mind by engaging the mind by chanting Hare Krishna. Give him the beats, initiate him, sit in the temple, look at the deity of Krishna, focus on the mantra. The way to engage the mind is through chanting Hare Krishna. Take it seriously. I find sometimes beach lying in the ashram, on the tree there, and the ashram here and there. Week later, still there, hanging. Who put the beads there? That's the initiated beads. And raining, cold, and still there, right? Hanging there. That's not nice. So, take your beads, chant on your beads. If you don't have beads, chant Hare Krishna on your tongue. Everybody has a tongue, right? And so I know sometimes people have really fancy bead bag, really big beads from Vrindavan, and fancy bead bag like all golden. Where's your bead bag, Mataji? Let me have a look. See? Very fancy, not that fancy. And some Matajis, they have really fancy bead bags made of silk and all design, and the counting beads are made out of special granite stones, or made out of a semi stone and diamonds perhaps, if you're rich enough. But you're thinking, when you're chanting Hare Krishna, when is the Pushala? Chanting quality rounds. It's not the beads or the bead bag. At the time, where's my bead bag? It's up here. You got to think of Krishna in your mind, not your bead bag and your fancy bead bag and your semi-stone counter beads. So the quality of the japa, how well you chant. Where's the quality in chanting? You can have a fancy bead bag. The Goswamis, Vrindavan, they didn't have a bead bag. They didn't even have beads. They took a rope and they tied it together, made it into a knot, and that's how they come. Beads, one Hare Krishna and the next one. Or sometimes they have stones. They pile up stone and then they finish, they separate the stone. 108. So the point is the quality of chanting, not fancy dress, silk flying, silk, really nice clothes. We have to cleanse the heart, the mind, the consciousness. That's the point. So chanting Hare Krishna, associating devotees, practicing Krishna consciousness is a preparation for that time of death. Don't tell me about death. We're dying every day. I had death experience. I was running for a car to catch a train, and the car ran over my feet, and I was like hanging there, and my soul passed away. So my feet was under the wheel, and I was like this. My soul passed away because I was so freaked out. And I could see my body down here for a second, and then I came back down. By that time the guy moved the car, I didn't have much anything happen. I had this big shoe on. And I didn't, before I could say hello to him, I ran for the train. So that I remember. Now, from that time I remember how people die. The soul is connected to a thread. The air in our body is like a thread. So when you think of something, it's like a thread is moving here and there throughout the body. So the mind is like the key place. It's like a doll, you know, they play with it. Puppet. They pull the string. So the mind, so the air in our body is floating throughout the body. So the mind, it pulls everywhere, our consciousness. So the soul, it's mentioned, is lying in the heart here, in one area, floating in the air. There are five types of air in our body. Prana, which means live air. Apana, vana, samana, udana. Prana is the central air, which air the soul is lying there. So everybody dies, their mouths open. The soul is left with the mouth. Sometimes they say, give me a cup of water, because the throat's getting dried up, the soul's leaving. He said, Hare Krishna, gone. Last word. He said, water. We don't say water, we say Hare Krishna. Why the mouth's open? The soul's leaving. But the throat dries up. So we have to always remember the time of death. It begins now. We can die anytime. We don't know when we're going to die. Always remember Krishna, always. Don't always remember, I need to get married, I need this Mataji. Mothers think I need this man who can support me, they have to have a job, this and that. If tsunami comes, you don't have time to think nothing. Only thing you need to think is Krishna. All things in this world we have, nothing is going to be there forever. Only thing we can take with us is Bhagavan, is God with us. This is the reality. Think seriously. I'm short of this, I'm short of this, I need this, I need that. We don't need anything. We need Bhagavan, we need Krishna. The Kauravas, the Pandavas, we know the story from the Mahabharata. The Kauravas, they were fighting with the Pandavas over land. And the Pandavas, there were just five Pandavas and his five brothers. They were very strong. Each brother, they were strong as the 10,000 elephant. So strong. They can pick up this building with one hand. 10,000 elephant, imagine. One elephant is so strong. Maharathis. But they were totally surrendered and devoted to Krishna. They said, we don't want anything. We want to be with you. Draupadi, the wife of the Pandavas, they didn't have food to eat. They were living in the forest. But she had a plate. What do you call that? One plate. So she was given this plate. Whenever they wanted food, the plate can provide unlimited food for any planet. But once you finish eating, the plate cannot give. Something like that. So she had this special plate. So they're living in the forest. They had no food to eat. But they didn't have to worry because they had this plate. They were living forest to forest. They're Krishna's friend. They're Krishna's devotees. And we consider ourselves Krishna's devotees while we're living in the palaces and nice homes. Krishna's purest devotee, they had nothing. They were always with Krishna. They're victorious. So don't think if you are a devotee, you think you need to have so many material things to be a devotee. We know what is a devotee. It doesn't mean you can attract Krishna with material wealth. Krishna is the owner of everything. Krishna says, with all your wealth, with charity, you cannot attract me. He said, through bhakti you can know me. You can see me. You can catch me. Because Krishna is attracted by the devotion, the love of his devotee, not by anything else. So the criteria to become Krishna's devotee, to go closer to Krishna, to go back to Godhead, is to develop love, bhakti, devotional service, through menial service, service to Krishna, service to Krishna's devotees, taking spiritual foodstuff, chanting Hare Krishna, associating with devotees, living in the devotees. These things, we have to be free from the pride, free from accumulating material wealth. These Pandavas, they had nothing, but they were always with Krishna. So it's not that when I have everything, I'll chant Hare Krishna. First you secure your life, your everything going, then Bhagwan, then God. We have to serve Krishna under any circumstance. That is the qualification of a devotee. That is the real standard of devotional service, of bhakti. But whatever we have, we have to remember that I am here to serve Krishna. My business is to become Krishna's devotee. Devotee of Krishna's devotee. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes. Can you explain to me?
Also,
your, huh? Can you tell your dad that you can tell me?
That's how you're so enthusiastic in your devotional service.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is the qualification to be enthusiastic. Utsaha nishaya dayat. Goswami, Supa Goswami said that the standard of devotional service is your enthusiasm. So the enthusiasm is what qualifies us. So this is why you come into the temple, because you want to. And sometimes we come because we are asked to. That's our duty. When we can develop natural love, I want to, I feel good, I want to please Krishna, that is even better. So the inspiration for serving Krishna is we have to be enthusiastic, but then not some motivation. I'm going there because something, that you can get something. But our motivation is that we are going there to see Krishna, is to please Krishna, and we can dance for Krishna. With that understanding, so you know that you will please Krishna. To please Him, I'm going there. So you dress up, you chant, so something. So it's a good thing. But also enthusiasm is not artificial. We have to know why we're doing it, why we're chanting Hare Krishna. Somebody comes along, tells you, oh, you know, this is better. You're attracted to that more than this. So we have to be convinced why we're chanting Hare Krishna. That's why Prabhupada always emphasized to study his books. then we'll know why we're doing it. So it becomes, like I said in the beginning, that we become more convinced in philosophy and conviction of the Krishna consciousness, and we become Dhirabhata, we become more fixed, when you can understand more clearly by scripture, by hearing from the Bhagavatam, from the devotees. So enthusiasm comes is when you can actually understand why we are doing it. Then we can be more natural in our enthusiasm. Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.